Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for who you are, and that you are victorious, Father, and that you are magnificent, Father, and that you are the one who conquered, Father, and you are the one who sets us free, Father, and you are the one, Lord, who goes before us, Father, and you are the one, Father, who fights the battle on our behalf, Father, and you are the one, Lord, who is victorious. Father, thank you, Lord, tonight that we can declare victorious, Father, that you are victorious, Father. And thank you, Lord, tonight that we can know that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, for us, Lord, your children, so that we, Father, can be free. And I don't know if you've done this before, but I just feel we have to shout the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus came and he set us free. He's victorious, he's above everything. And sometimes we submit to other things, but I feel God saying tonight that, you know what? I sent my Son to set you free. I'm God, I'm King. And you're my child. And the blood is sufficient for us. There's nothing greater. So I think I'm going to count to three. I think Matthew can shout nice and loud. And so can you. But let's declare and shout out the name of Jesus tonight. Are you ready? Okay, one, two, three.
Jesus!
Amen. That was magnificent. You're going to have a seat. Wow, thank you so much. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here with you tonight. amazing to see family and family that I love and that's very close to my heart. And I said to the guys this morning, I'm not going to tell you how special you are because I'll start crying. So just know that you are special. And I see Reino is hiding there, but thank you, Pastor, just for who you are and just for how you lead and how you love the Lord. It inspires me, and it's such a privilege to follow you and be a child in your house, if I can say it like that. Okay, good. So it's good to be here. I see a few new faces that I haven't seen before. My name is Merichen, and at the moment I'm in Durban. And they call me a Durban Hunachi, so I don't know if you've seen that, that movie. But anyways, I'm just going to move this thing a little bit. Forward, does it? Thank you. And I'm loving Durban, especially the weather, right? Because today it's 18 degrees here and also 18 degrees in Durban, but believe me, it's not the same. It's a bit warmer there. And the water also is amazing, you know? So we love swimming in the sea there and water sports and so on. So I'm learning to swim. that's important if you're there, I've realized. Good, so I just want to say, as we're worshiping, I just feel there's some people here that really some warriors in the house, yeah. And some people that that really have a desire to follow Jesus and seek him with all your hearts, and I just want to commend you for that. Don't stop, you know, following Jesus and seeking him in everything. That's probably the most awesome thing that you could ever do. It's just keep on seeking him and who he is. Okay, so tonight we're talking about, I see it's already on there, there's no place for envy in being one. So for those of you who don't know, the biggest shofar as a whole, every year we have a theme. Okay, so the last year was Build It, and we're sort of going out of Build It into being one at the moment. And so it's really important for us to get what is God wanting us to do. Why is the theme for this year being one, and how can we, you know, walk in it? Because we believe it's something that God wants us to walk in. It's his vision, right? And we believe that when we pray and something, it comes from God. It's not what we want, but who he is. So we definitely want to walk in it. And of course, in all things, if you want to grow in something, there's some stuff that you should do, and there's some stuff that you shouldn't do, isn't it? Okay, I'm trying to think of an example, but say I want to lose weight. That's a good one. Is that I should exercise and eat healthy. That will help, right? If I go to McDonald's every day, it's not going to do me any good. So there's certain stuff that we need to do and certain things that we mustn't do. Okay, good. So envy definitely is one that we shouldn't do in being one. So we're going to speak about that a bit tonight and just see why not, what is it, and all of those kind of things. But just to say that envy is something that I don't like. In fact, I hate it. And I was thinking, it's a strong word, but I think we should hate sin. Because if we don't hate sin, then we allow it easily in us, isn't it? But if I say, you know what, envy, I hate you, and I don't want you part of my life, then I'm going to be vigilant for this thing not to come into my life. Envy is very interesting because I find that envy is the thing that we don't easily confess to our friends. Who of you have had a friend and say, yo, I'm struggling with envy? And next week we pray again, I'm struggling with envy. Huh? We don't do that. We'll tell you of all the other sins and so on, but envy is not a thing that we talk about. It's sort of hidden. It's like really evil there, sort of in the dark. We don't talk about it much because we feel like, not lekker when we talk about it. Lekker means not nice. Sorry, my English is getting a bit better in Durban at the moment. What I like, or not like, but what I've realized, Jesus, only one time he mentioned all the sins. Like he named the sins. And in that one time, envy was in there. Okay, so that must mean something, isn't it? If Jesus said, no, watch out for this thing, envy, then we better also watch out for this thing. Must I stand? Yeah, okay. I must look at the sound man. Must I go this way? Okay. Okay, cool. So let's look at that scripture. Mark 7:21-22. Agnes, thank you. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come: sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. But envy, Jesus mentioned it. Jesus said, hey, watch out for envy. And then there's a few scriptures in the New Testament where it says, watch out for envy, watch out for envy. Oh, it's all there, great, so you can go put it down. Thanks. Now it's important for us to know, okay, thank you, Marichen, we know we must watch out for it, but what is it? What does envy look like? So we get jealousy and we get envy. Jealousy is, I want something that Antonio has. Okay? But I just want it. Envy is, I want what Antonio has, but I don't want him to have it either. In fact, it goes with bitterness and anger. So when we listen to it like that, it's quite hectic, isn't it? And I've realized that I've seen it in my own heart. It creeps in. It comes, guys. I see someone has that, and I'm like, but I want that. And it gets so, like, in me that I'm like, but I don't want that person to have it. That is what envy is. Envy is never fun to do. It's not a sin that we enjoy. It's something that is hidden somewhere that we don't talk about, but it's evil. Last year, I was still in this church, yes. It was like ever, but yeah. I had a dream, and the dream, I was in a house, and people came, but they were disguised. It was actually a thief that came into the house. And as the thief came in, we actually recognized it for what it was. It was a thief. And so we called the police. The police came and they took the thief away. But while they were taking the thief away, the thief shouted at us and said, I'm coming back and I'm coming to kill. So immediately we were like quite nervous. Okay, if someone tells me I'm coming to kill you, I'm going to be nervous. But also we were vigilant because we knew he's coming back and he's coming to kill. So I better look out for this guy coming because he said he's coming to kill. So I'm not going to be ignorant and sleep the whole day and, you know, body around the pool or whatever the things are what that we do. But I'm going to be vigilant to watch out and keep my door safe because I know there's someone coming to kill. Long dream, but anyways, he did came back. And it ended up that the thief got killed in the end. Not by us, the police or whoever. Can't remember really, but anyways, that's not the point of the story. The thief got killed. Why? Because we were vigilant. We watched out and we knew that this thing was coming to kill. Now guys, Jesus says to us in John 10:10, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So if we know that this is what the enemy does, then we better start looking out for this. And the same with envy. I realized that envy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And if you don't believe me, I can prove it to you. Firstly, envy steals. What is the first thing that envy steals? It steals your focus from Jesus. Because you get so focused on what you want and you don't want that person to have it that you take your eyes off Jesus. And God's just speaking to me about this the whole time. Hebrews, you know, 12. Fix your eyes on Jesus. You know, we can walk and we can walk in the direction of Jesus. But many times we're not fixing our eyes on Jesus. It doesn't help we walking just in the direction. Our eyes must be on Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. I don't want envy because I want my eyes on Jesus. Okay? So it comes to steal. What's the other thing it steals? It steals our peace and our joy. I love this scripture, Proverbs 14 verse 30. It says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. If we envy someone or something that someone is doing or a friendship or a position or even a church or a ministry or whatever, there will be no peace and there will be no joy. It will rot your bones. Can I do an altar call now already? The next thing it steals, and sorry, this is just things that I've been going through, so there can be 10 more, 20 more. It steals our calling. Guys, we get so focused on the person next to us and, oh, I want that and I wanted to do that and trying to get that person out of that position by being angry, by doing silly comments and trying to mess their lives up in a way that we forget that God has called us also for something. God has a purpose for you. He has laid out a route. He's not going to be like, okay, try to get that one out of the position. Let's see if you can do it. No. That is not my God. Guys, envy steals our calling. You forget, you're like, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. What did God tell me to do? He said, pray, Merichen. So why do you want to go do all those kind of things? No, concentrate on what God has given you to do now. He is a good father. He knows what he has for you. Don't worry about what that guy's doing. God will lead him in what he must do. Don't let envy steal what God has for you. There was times in my life where I focused most, you know, on the other people. But there was times in my life where I said, Lord, I'm pretty, you know, alone at the moment. What must I do? Like, and those people, Lord, they look like they're having amazing lives. And God said, no, I just want you to do this now. And when I did it, that was the most incredible times of my life. I said, wow, Lord, thank you. That you help me so that I can put my eyes on you and not focus on what other people are doing that I wanted. The next thing, I think went crazy here. Okay, the next thing that it does, it kills. Steal. It's easy to remember, right? Steal, kill, and destroy. The next thing that it does, it kills. How do we know this? Cain killed Abel in the Bible. Do you know that story? Joseph's brothers was also very envious of him. They actually say it at the end. His brothers was envious of him. They wanted to kill him. If you go read Matthew 27 verse 18, it says, for he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. They're talking about Jesus dying on the cross. Envy kills. And in our lives, how it kills, well, the peace and the joy, but what God has for us, and also like a ministry or our dreams and stuff, it comes and it kills. It takes it away. If we allow envy in our lives, it steals, it kills, and the last one, it destroys. What does it destroy? It destroys relationships. Envy destroys relationships. It destroys marriages. It destroys relationships in the church, families. It destroys families. It also destroys our relationship with God. But mostly, and what I want to speak about, it destroys the body of Christ. I want to be like that person, and I'll do anything to get them out of that position so that I can be there. I wonder if I should use this example now. Yes, okay. So for me, I've got two arms, right? They look the same. You can't see it now, but I think they're pretty much the same. I think I have a mold on the one, but they're pretty much the same, okay? My right arm is the dominant arm, so it is a bit stronger than the left one, okay? Now, my left arm can be very envious about my right arm being a bit stronger and just concentrate on that the whole time. In other words, every time my right arm wants to do something, my left arm is like, no, no, I want to do that, you know? And just like try and stop my right arm from doing it. Is this a good illustration? In the first place, the left arm is missing what he's supposed to do. Just because my right arm is strong, it doesn't mean I don't need my left arm. Matthew, can you play guitar without your left arm? You see, the left arm has other functions, other things that it wants to do and has to do. I cannot write without my left arm, although my right arm is writing. Have you ever tried to just write on a paper? It's pretty difficult, isn't it? My left arm needs to hold the paper for me to sign something wherever, at the shop or wherever. So if my left arm is envious of my right arm, and guys, we are the body of Christ, aren't we? I can't try and, you know, hinder my right arm the whole time. We're going to miss the whole thing. Not only are we, the two of us, going to struggle, well, my arms, but it's going to hinder the whole body. Shame my feet, they're going to get confused. But you get the picture. It destroys the body. Great, so you're all with me. Why then do we envy? And guys, I can give you lots of reasons today. I can say we come out of broken families. We get interesting examples, and there's pressure around us the whole time to perform. I can give you a lot of reasons, but I thought what it actually comes down to is that, and this is Merichen's thing, is that we all want to be loved and nurtured and accepted. Someone must just see me and say, wow, you're amazing. Not just someone, but God. Can God just see that I'm really trying? I wanna get this person, Lord, because I know I can do that better than that person. Lord, I just want you to love me. Lord, I just want people around me to love me and to accept me. We're always trying to earn people's love. And we'll go far distance to try and get that. We're always trying to earn God's love. But can I tell you something tonight? God loves you. He loved you first. You didn't have to do anything to earn His love. Nothing. Not one single thing did you have to do to earn His love. He sent His Son to die for us. When? Before when? Amen. Thank you, Claire. While we were still sinners, God sent His Son to die for us. Did we deserve it then? Did we earn His love? No, guys, we didn't. So we want love. We were never called to earn God's love. You know, I've studied this Bible, I'm busy and I'm reading, I don't find it in here. Never it says, Marichin, I want you to try, you know, this and this and this to see if you can get my love. No, it's free. It's God and it's big. It's bigger than what you can ever imagine. I have a scripture, I think. Mark 12, verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. In other words, we were not called to earn God's love, but we were called to love God. That's a big difference, isn't it? Because He loved us first, we were just called to love Him in return. And I don't know about you, but if someone loves me, it's pretty easy to love them back. I don't have to work too hard at it. Well, it depends. Look at the beggar. I'm talking about good love. It goes further than that. We also try to earn other people's love around us. But what is the next scripture? The biggest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And then? Love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, God didn't call us to earn each other's love either. He called us to love each other. And this took me quite a while to get this. You know, for years I was trying to earn love, to earn acceptance from people, from my friends, from the teachers, you know, in the military, the instructor, you know, whoever, church leaders. Until one day I realized that is not my job. In fact, it's just making me tired. In fact, it's killing, stealing, and destroying from me. It's taking my focus off what my focus should actually be on. And I realized instead of trying to earn someone's love, God has called me as His child to love. It's been the most liberating thing in my life. No longer do I try to do something to earn something, but I do it because I love that person. And you know what? It doesn't just happen overnight. But you make a decision. You say, Father, I cannot do this. I realize that I've been living in a way that was stealing from me. But Lord, I want to come and I ask You that You will help me to not envy that person, Lord, but to love. You know what? And not just envy, love the person that you're envying. Because that can be a bit dangerous sometimes. Maybe I should just say this. Don't pray for someone that you're envious about. Okay? Just don't do it. Why not? Because your heart is evil. If you're envious about someone, you don't want them in that position, you want their position. So when you pray, you're not going to realize it, but you're not going to pray necessarily good stuff. Although it feels like I have to do this, they're not your enemies. The word says, Jesus says, pray for your enemies. Don't now go and see, but I want their position, so now I have to pray for them so they'll feel better. No, no, no. That can also hurt. So, we were called to love. And who do you want to love? Where do you start loving then? the person that you want the acceptance from. The person that you want the love from. The person that you're trying to get that love from. Or to impress or whatever. Guys, try and love that person. Try and start praying for that person, but say, Lord, show me who that person is. Lord, I'm trying to impress my father. I'm not getting love from my father. Lord, help me to love my father. Oops. Things change when I start to pray for my father because I love him and not because I want love from him. It changed my heart. It sets me free. You know what? I get to that place where I just want to spend time with him or just do things for him because I love him. Not because I want him to say to me, wow, you're amazing. When he say it, I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't, you know, now it changes my life or anything. Do you guys get me? You're very quiet. I mean, you were very loud just now and now you're very quiet. So we were called to love. Great, so you all agree with me, envy is a no-go. Okay, so how do we fight envy? Well, firstly, we have to acknowledge that there is envy. Guys, we have to be very honest with God and say, Lord, will you come and show me my heart? David said, Father, come and show me what's going on in my heart. Test me. Reveal to me what is going on in my heart. I prayed that once with the thinking that there's nothing in my heart. I'm fine. I was very surprised. And then we come to a place and we say, oh, I see that. And then we say, but I don't want it. You know, because you can see it and be like, oh, but it's okay. It's not okay. It kills, it steals, and it destroys. Guys, are you getting this? So when I see it in my heart, I say, no, envy. No, I see you. I recognize you. And I say, no. I go to the Father and I say, Lord, I repent of allowing envy in my heart. I'm sorry, Lord. At the same time, I come and I say, envy, I command you to go. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to say it's going to go away and you're going to have the most amazing life forever and ever. You're going to have to step in that and be vigilant and say, I won't allow this thing back. Instead, I'm going to try and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me to see the love of the Father and to love people and to love God. Have you ever tried to, instead of, you know, just wanting to please God, try to love him? That is amazing. And you know what? We don't have to do it out of our own. God gave us the Holy Spirit and said, I will help you. I will help you. Amazing. Good. But there's the other side of this coin of envy. There's the person that envy, say, I envy Matthew. But the thing about envy, unlike unforgiveness, if I don't forgive Matthew, is he affected by it? No. You know, especially Matthew won't be affected by it. But I will be affected by it. Okay? If I don't forgive, it's just me. Unforgiveness is like an idol. It starts to really just, I focus on this thing and I'm angry at him, but it doesn't affect him. But envy, guys. If I envy Matthew, it does affect him. Why? Because I don't want him to be in that position. So my words, my comments, the things I do will be to not have him in that position. Even when I speak to someone else about him, they'll say, wow, he sings amazing. And I'm like, but I want to be like, I'm like, no, man, not these days. No, not really. Or I think someone says, I think that person should be the leader now. No, but she's actually still struggling with these things. Meantime, it's just me that don't want that person there because I want to be there. Guys, that's envy. What does envy do? It kills, it steals, and it destroys. So you see, that person gets affected by envy. In the same way, we as Christians can be affected by envy. How do we respond? That is a very good question to ask. Well, firstly, you don't go to their level or to that person's level and start to be nasty back. If you realize someone is envious about you or something that you're doing, you're not going to go and be like, hey, stop your envious, man. Or you're not going to go and be like, what can I do to make them more envious? Isn't it true? We don't do that. That's not how we respond. The second thing how we don't respond is we don't say, oh, yo, this person is so envious about me. Okay, you just take it. You know? This person is envious about my friendship, so you know what? You take this friend. Really? Or this person is envious about me having some other position, so I'm like, you know what? You just take it. No, I also don't think we should respond like that. How do we respond then? Well, we keep our eyes on Jesus. And we don't focus on that. And guys, I've been in many situations like that. Maybe I can tell you one. If it wasn't for my friend, I don't know what I'll do, but I think it was a few years ago. I said to her, yo, friendly, people just call me holy the whole time. You know how our jokes we can make? Oh, she's so holy. Ach, Morgan, you probably won't do this. And I was like, yo, maybe I'm too holy. You know, maybe there's something wrong with me in how I'm following God. And so maybe I should just stop doing that. Praise God for good friends, because she said to me, excuse me? No. You don't listen to them. You just keep your eyes on Jesus. Guys, we keep our eyes on Jesus. And we follow him. And we do and we direct as he does. And do you know what? We can pray for that people. In fact, we can pray for their callings and that they will see God and that we taste and see that the Lord is good. And invite them over. Say, hey, let's have supper together. I love you, man. Yo, if your enemy is, you say to him, I love you. He doesn't know how to respond. And I want to tell you guys, the more we get to know God, and the more we step in what he's called us to do, the bigger the envy is going to be from people around us. And I'm going to speak to you. It's never a place of pride. I've got this. Ooh, they're envious about me. No. It's a place of God. I want to follow you. And I tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy because sometimes you just want to throw in the towel and say, you know what? You do it. It's not that important to me that you have to come at me the whole time. But I feel it's a word for you guys. People are going to be envious about you when you step out and be bold for Jesus. As individuals, but also as a church. Don't fight back. Don't back down. Don't. God has given you something precious. He says, you know what? I've given you a calling. I've given you stuff to walk in. Don't let what other people say affect that. You keep your eyes on me. And you know what? Jesus never said it's going to be an easy road. I don't know about you, but when I read after the Gospels, it talks about suffering and persecution. I'm like, Paul, really? Another one. So it's going to come. In one form that it's going to come, it's going to come in envy, because people are going to try and stop you. They're going to, you know, try and get you out of the position because they want it, or just because they're envious about it. But guys, don't let it affect you. Keep your eyes on Jesus and keep going. Say, Lord, I see this thing, Father, bless them. I pray for them, Father. But thank you that you help me to keep on stepping in what you've called me to do. Sorry, Megan, I'm going to use you as an example. If someone wants Megan's position as a family advocate so badly that they come at her all the time, and she's like, oh, okay, you just take it. No, God has called her to be a family advocate. She knows it. That's a calling. She's walking in it boldly. Don't back down. Don't fight back. Keep your eyes on Jesus. God has called us for a time such as this. We spoke about it this morning, to love the Father, to receive His love, to see Him for who He is, to get to know Him. And from that place, to keep our eyes on Him and follow Him. But guys, there's going to be a time that we're not going to back down. I said it this morning, Jesus is coming back. And there's a world that needs to get to know Jesus. And if we back down for every little thingy that happens, no. Keep your ear close to God. Follow Him. Keep your eyes on Him so that you walk in what God has called you to do and has given you a lot of things. He's making you bold. He's giving you stuff like, out of this church, a lot of stuff is coming. Don't back down. Keep your eyes on Jesus and follow Him. Intercessors, pray. <Yes. laughs> God has called you for a time such as this. And I'm telling you, if you say, Lord, we follow you and we follow what you have for us, you will come. He says, I'm there with you. What? In fact, I fight on your behalf. When you keep your eyes on Jesus and stuff is coming from the side, you know what? Not only doesn't it affect you that much, but you get such a heart for the people around you. That night when I had that dream, it was on a Sunday night, and in church that evening, God gave me a scripture, and He said, that scripture where Jesus is talking to Peter, and He said, the enemy is coming to sift you like wheat. But I pray that your faith will not fail. I'm so good, I don't even need a Bible, yes? And after that, you will strengthen your brothers. Sometimes, we're going to be tested. And things are going to come against us. Envy is going to be one of them. But if we stand because God is faithful and we keep our eyes on Him, we will strengthen our brothers. Amen. What? Are you guys getting this? Yeah. Not only are we walking what God has called us to do, but we will strengthen our brothers and help them and say, hey, we've been through that. Come, come, I'll show you how you do that. Come, I'll help you. I'll pray for you. I'll be there for you. This is the example. Hey, my friend, you can do this. We're fighting together here. We're not doing anything on our own. We are being one. So you see, in being one, can we allow envy? No. There's a lot of things that we can allow, but envy definitely is not one of them. First, we repent. So, Lord, show it to me. Lord, if there's anything in my heart where I'm envious about others, Lord, I want it to go right now. because God, I want to see your kingdom come. And I won't allow this thing to kill, steal, and destroy from me any longer. You guys ready to do that? So Lord, come and reveal what's in my heart. You guys ready to repent of it and say, I'm rid of you. I'm tired of you. And then to say, Father, show me how I can run in this race for you. To see your kingdom come on this earth. And that is an exciting road to run. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, if we put our eyes on Jesus, nothing is impossible with God. And I want to tell you guys that. Don't back down. Don't fight back. Run the race that God has placed in front of you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Let's close our eyes. Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the great King that you are. Our Father, magnificent, Lord. There's no one like you. Father, you have so many good things for us. In fact, Father, we don't even come close to understand your goodness. We think we know you are good, but we don't actually know yet. We're just touching on it. When you say you forgive, you forgive. When you say, Father, that you conquered, you conquer. When you say, Father, you've made us conquerors. You've made us conquerors. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can know that truth. And tonight, Lord, can say, I don't want anything to do with something that will come and kill and steal and destroy, not only in my life, but others' life, and especially not in the body of Christ. Lord, we're running this race for you. And we're here to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Father, so thank you for that. Thank you that we can be a part of it. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. And thank you, Lord, that I can be called a son and a daughter of the living God. The living God, the creator, Father, thank you. And that I can come to you whenever I want to. With whatever I need. And in fact, Father, you say, ask and you will receive. Lord, show us who you are. Do we know the Lord that we serve? Tonight, Father, we firstly want to come and say, I'm tired of envy. And guys, I'm going to ask you to be bold. Where you are, just say to the Lord, Father, reveal my heart to me. Reveal, Lord, if there's envy in my heart, show it to me right now, Father, so that I can get rid of this. And then I'm going to ask you to stand. If you feel that there's any envy in your heart, then I want you to stand up. Setting me free. Jesus Christ, I renounce envy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I tell it to go. For your glory and for your purpose. Just where you are, you just speak to God. You just give Him your heart. You just say, Lord, this is where I am. You know my heart, Lord. You know what's going on, Father. You know this situation. You know this thing, Father. But thank you. Thank you for your grace. And Holy Spirit, show me. Help me, Lord, in how to go on from here. What to do, Lord. What not to do. What to say. What not to say. Everyone, Lord, and that you see them, Lord, and you love them so much, and you have great plans for them, Lord. You have called them by name, and they are yours, Father. And Father, you have a purpose for them. You've laid it out, Father. You say you know what you have for them. And I just feel, guys, be bold for Jesus. Don't hold back. Go for it. Say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm not living for myself. Father, I'm living for you. Lord, I don't want to get love or earn love anymore, Father, but I want to love you. Father, Holy Spirit, will you help me to do that?